Rules of thumb. Rules of thumb within a research area typically have worked. That's how they've survived. The quick story is I was working with Rick Bevins, who was asked to do a power analysis for a grant. And I said, all right, what sample size do you normally run? He said, we normally run 8. 8? Wait, the standard number in the world is 82, right? 80% power, effect size of 0.3. 8. How do I tell my chair and person who's already gotten these grants 6 or 7 times, we're screwed? Well, it turns out that there was a reason that that rule of thumb had existed for 60 years in the research area. The effect sizes in these very, very, very controlled experimental settings were huge. And in fact, a sample size of 8 in each condition was overdoing it. We only really need 6.5 or so. Okay? Rules of thumb tend to be good advice within their research area. This other thing I'm gonna ask you to look at, but we're gonna breeze right over real quick. Before Jacob Cohen came along and taught us about power analysis by reviving the non-central F distribution, which is a really cool thing, what people used to do is look at the critical R table. We'd look at the critical R table and say, all right, well, if I have an effect size of 0.3, what sample size do I need for it to be significant? Looks like the same thing as a power table, right? You figure out what your effect size is, you go to the table, what do I need to be significant? That's pretty easy. I like that. Here's the power table. If we use those 30 people with an effect size of 0.35, we in fact have about 50% power, which is what I showed you before. When you're just barely significant, you're sitting on 50% power. So this says 30's plenty. This says 30's a risk. All right, because 80% is our standard. Why? Why is that set up that way? Or how does that work? The power table is smarter than the critical value table. The power table takes into account that your effect size estimate from the sample is an estimate. It's just an estimate. The significance test table treats it as right. So what the power table literally does is it builds a confidence interval around your effect size estimate, goes to the bottom of that and says, what sample size do I need for the bottom end of the range around your estimated effect size? It builds in a cushion. How much cushion? This is the really cool part. About twice. This says use 30. This says use 60. In other words, if you can get to a critical value table, you can do a power analysis. Look it up. I'm looking for a 0.35. I'm looking for a 0.30. According to a 0.30, I need 40 people. But I know that that's assuming things I'm uncomfortable assuming, so I double it. Son of a gun. No, I don't have that thing. But if we had that, it would be 82. So you can use a critical value table. You just can't use it at face value. You just